is subdivision 2005-96, Orion Development, Littleton, as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-96 for Orion Development, LLC, based upon the record and for the following reason. This property is zoned both AR1 and GR. The development is designed in accordance with the cluster development ordinance. Proposed cluster design is superior to a standard subdivision with 22.19 acres of open space and 90% of the lots facing open space. Also, the items listed in section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance have been favorably addressed. For instance, the use of 3/4 acre lots would result in little or no open space. The applicant has proposed 99 lots for this within the sub project, which is less than the allowable density for AR1 subdivision on this land. The project is consistent with neighboring and adjacent properties and will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. It is next to a manufactured home community containing 101 lease lots at a density of about 4.6 units per acre. There are a mix of other residential uses in the area. The lots will be served by individual wells and septic systems. Denrec has approved the project for individual septic. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinances in the comprehensive land use plan. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 99 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowner association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. Stormwater management system shall meet or exceed requirements of the state and county. All entrances and roadway improvements shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. Street lighting shall be provided, and the location of the street lights will be shown on the final site plan. Sidewalks shall be installed on at least one side of all streets within the subdivision. In addition, there shall be a jogging loop and other walkways, trails as shown on the preliminary site plan. As stated during the applicant's presentation, the applicant shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested area shall be shown on the final site plan. Amenities shall be constructed on the site, including a swimming pool and a tot lot. These amenities shall be completed within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. A school bus stop shall be included within the subdivision. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district and shall be shown on the final site plan. Road naming shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The applicant is encouraged to continue discussing with the state to relocate access to the James Branch Preserve and to possibly convey additional lands to the state. No wetlands shall be included within any lot lines. The final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Question?
Yes, sir.
The access to the James Branch Nature Preserve, I think there was a question about signage of the access so that the adjacent property owners would know of its existence. I don't know if you wanted to include that as a condition.
Yeah.
Or
that was on there, but
yeah, I guess the way to do it, Mr. Gordon, if you wanted to, would be to I think it was number K on the motion to say that the access shall be identified through appropriate signage. You can make it as simple as that.
Okay, whatever you think is appropriate.
That's fine.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-96 Orion Development at Littleton as a preliminary with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.